Summer marching season is in full swing. The 12th is only a matter of weeks away. Last year, tensions ran high in North Belfast after a parade which went past St Patrick's Church on Donegal Street. That happened after a loyalist band marched in a circle outside the church, playing a song perceived to be sectarian. The Orange Order says trouble isn't inevitable this year and have suggested steps they say are aimed at creating an atmosphere of mutual respect. Guidelines include conduct for marchers and bands and restrictions on the type of music that can be played. The Orange Order spokesman Mervyn Gibson with us today. Morning to you, Mervyn.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly. Good morning, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen.
What are you suggesting, Mervyn?
Basically, at the beginning of the year, everybody said it was going to be a terrible summer, there was going to be violence, it was inevitable. We're saying that's not the case. What we've put on the table is that we believe a comprehensive template to try and address the issues that will reduce tension and begin to show mutual respect.
Like what?
Well, we have said that there'd be no part of any parade will stop at St Patrick's. We've also said those accompanying the parade will walk on one side of the street. We'll facilitate any funeral, wedding, or regular church service, we always do. And of the 8 parades that will take place the rest of the year, most of them will play only hymns, and at other parades, the lead band will play a hymn as a mark of respect.
And what type of hymn? What hymn might you play, for example, when walking past St Patrick's?
I don't think we're going to micromanage parades. A hymn's a hymn, and we'll play a hymn and if sacred music or if hymns offend people, then we don't know where we go from there, but we can't get down and drill, because then people say, well, how loud are you going to play the hymn? We're playing a hymn, and that's what we'll do.
But in some places, it's only the lead band, Mervyn, play a hymn. Others can play what they want, isn't that right?
Others can play, yes, but we would expect that it's normal to be respectful music. We understand the issue we're dealing with here is specifically at St Patrick's. It arose last year, as you said, because of the band who apologised and explained their situation. The parade since then have played hymns, and it just has to come to a stage where we say, well, that has been dealt with, we've shown respect, and the traditional parades will carry on, as they have done over many years, without any trouble, without all the glare of publicity. We don't want another interface or another flashpoint opening up in Belfast.
Why is it only why not say that all of the bands restrict what they're playing? Why just the lead band?
Because there's parades we go out, like I have to say the 12th of July is a day of celebration, and our people out there to see and hear their music and their culture. And that's happened for 40 years throughout the Troubles, passing St Patrick's, and there hasn't been any difficulty. This one incident arose last year. We have sought to deal with it. This is a way of getting us over this summer, so as it's being dealt with. And I have to say, what do people want us to do?
Can these other bands, will any of them be playing Sloop John B, for example?
I don't know what the bands are playing. Every band has its own band captain. They pick their own music, but they, along with us, have undertaken and will play respectful music.
But that's what caused the trouble last year. When the Famine Song was played last year, that's what caused the trouble.
Well, someone called this the Famine Song. I don't believe that. I think it was a very long and lengthy explanation of what happened last year. Bands play what they don't play to offend past a particular chapel or play a particular tune. I don't believe that. May have happened in the past. It does happen on the odd occasion. And I'll openly say that's wrong. And I would hope, and I know, every band, I believe, will play respectful music as they pass the chapel.
So that song, so it is still up for grabs whether that song, you would be content that song being played again, Mervyn, would you?
I think it would be, I think people will be sensitive to what's being played, but I don't have to get in and say this song will be played, that song's banned. I don't think that gets us anywhere. I think what we want to create is an atmosphere of mutual respect. And you don't do that by micromanaging someone's culture, identity.
Well, of course, what you do is you show leadership, Mervyn,
correct.
and you say, look, we know this caused offence last year, therefore, as a gesture, we're taking the first step. We will not play it this year.
Well, let's look at last year, Stephen. We did take the first step. The band apologised right away. The next parade said they'd play a hymn. All bands would play a hymn, as they did. We then entered into talks with the clergy and parishioners. We listened to what they had to say. We've taken that on board, and we hope the matter will be resolved. People seem intent and wanting to continue.
What about face-to-face talks with the Carrickhill residents? That's what Sinn Féin are asking for.
Well, we've already had face-to-face talks with the parishioners at St Patrick's, where the issue was. we've listened to them. I wouldn't rule out talks with anyone in the future, but let's see where this takes us.
But we're only a few weeks away here. Why wouldn't you have face-to-face talks with the Carrickhill residents? Why not say yes to that?
I think the issue was St Patrick's. The issue was raised by the parishioners and the clergy there. We had talks with them. Anyone could have come to those talks. We had no preconditions. So the Carrickhill residents could have been there. I don't know why they weren't there. So we're prepared to talk. We're prepared to talk to where the issue is. But we're not prepared to go into talks that simply are for to try and humiliate us or bring another issue up that isn't about respect, I'd say, St Patrick's.
And just finally, Mervyn, I guess some people could argue it would be a sign of good faith to reroute past St Patrick's, even just for 1 year.
I think there's no one has called for rerouting of this. The SDLP hinted at it earlier in the year, but nobody's calling for rerouting. You see, we don't want to scale up the problem. We want to scale down the problem. We want to get back to a situation where there is mutual respect.
Okay. Mervyn, thank you very much indeed. Jerry Kelly listening to that. What do you make of that, Jerry?
Oh, I think Mervyn has put out mixed messages. I mean, I read the statement that was put out by the County Grand Orange Lodge, and I have, and I'm trying to be positive about it. Indeed, the Carrickhill Concerned Residents put out a statement as well, which I think said the same thing. But there are mixed messages in it, and we some of the things that Mervyn said, I think we have to deal with. I mean, you pointed some of the stuff out yourself. I mean, it isn't even logical if they list eight different marches, and then in three of them they say that only the lead band will play hymns where the others will play hymns. You know, that means that you will get, and let's be honest about this, because we have to be honest about this, to go anywhere with it. There are sectarian songs played that are not hymns. And that was one of the things which caused the issue. The other thing is that Mervyn keeps repeating that this was only an issue to do with St Patrick's. And of course,
you've just heard Mervyn Gibson tell you that he expects the songs to be respectful.
I know he expects the songs to be respectful. The difficulty is that why then will he not go so far to say is that they will be hymns, they will not play the anti-famine song and just move on with that. The idea of saying that this is micromanaging, the difficulty with this, of course, is that it does need micromanaging. And let's be clear about this, because we talk about this as if, and I've seen some of the things in the statement, as if this was the whole day on the Tour of the North or the 12th of July or whatever. This is a section of a very huge parade, which most people, I would say, outside of our insular Belfast situation would say, well, I mean, the thing to do there is just to show a bit of respect during that short distance and get on with the parade, if that's what Mervyn's saying.
But they're trying, Jerry, aren't they? They've met parishioners. They've come up with this plan.
And with a good heart, I'm trying to be positive about it. But, I mean, I have to say this. The Grand Orange Lodge last year said that the local lodges could speak to residents. And so the challenge there, not just from Sinn Féin or from the residents groups or anybody else, but even from the Grand Lodge, saying, look, we don't mind just talking to them. The rule's gone, they just can't talk to them, so go and talk to them, and yet we don't have those type of talks. See, Mervyn, come on here, and equally my...
Well, Mervyn also said, Jerry, that why the residents, the Carrickhill residents, didn't come to the meeting when they were meeting the parishioners, he doesn't know that the opportunity to do so, he said.
Well, I know he says that, but I don't think that's true. And even if it was, you know, then surely if it was good then, it's good now. You know, is it now withdrawn? I mean, go and talk to the... I mean, I haven't asked that they come and talk to Sinn Féin or the SDLP or anybody else. What I've said is that the residents and, you know, everybody knows that these issues can be dealt with locally if there's conversation and if there's dialogue. And I suppose what people are saying is, you know, why is there not dialogue? You know, and we have to remember that when determinations were made that en masse, and, you know, he was quite forthright, Mervyn was quite forthright yesterday about this, they had sat down and decided to break the praise determination. So they had decided to break the law as well. So, you know, in the end, we can go all round this, but the issue at stake is this is an issue which can be sorted out. He is right in saying, and in their press release they repeated this, the Carrickhill Concerned Residents Group, that this is not about rerouting, this is about respect, and this is it. And the only way to deal with respect is not to come on a programme or with respect to produce a comprehensive template and say, here it is, take it or leave it. It's to say, look, let's have a yarn about this.
Two-way street, though, and some of the Orange Men will feel that people like you are always having a go, that nothing's ever good enough. What are you doing? What's Sinn Féin doing to take the heat out of this situation?
Well, I'm supporting the idea that there should be dialogue, and I'm more than willing to move away out of this and let the dialogue take place. I mean, if you're asking what we're doing, and it isn't about specific parades, but in terms of trying to get conversations, you know, I was in Cardiff and sat down with a huge number of loyalists and unionists. There was a follow-up meeting here in Belfast. Sinn Féin had an outreach conference on Friday. You know, we believe absolutely in, to get anywhere, you first need dialogue. Now, the resistance to dialogue, unfortunately, is with the loyal orders. Although, let me say this, because I do want to end this with a positive decision. You know, this was the loyal orders speaking for themselves, and that in itself is a good move forward, because that shows confidence, shows a preparedness to talk. But for Mervyn to say, well, let's see how this goes, why not just talk quietly? Go away and talk to them quietly
All right.
about the issues which has been let out in this paper.
Jerry Kelly, thank you very much indeed.